Marsha, are we on? Okay, time being 9 o'clock, we'll start the meeting. And Commissioner Gifford will come up with his written report.
Father, help, we come again now thanking you for life, for strength, come blessing your name, that those who remain worthy to be blessed. We come asking right now that you be with us as we make decisions for the best for our citizenry. We thank you now for what you've done and what you're going to do. And Father, we will ask right now those that stand on the front line, whatever it might be, all the essential workers. Father, we ask you to bless them now. Help us, and we thank you now for what you're going to do in advance. This we do ask and bless you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In an effort to protect the public and the board, a conference line has been set up to accommodate community access to the meeting. And that conference line number is 1-917-900-1022. The access code is 32347 and the pound sign. This meeting, and by the way, this is not a toll-free number. This meeting will also be live streamed on the Taylor County Board of County Commissioners Facebook page, www.facebook.com/taylor.bocc. I would like to request the board to add number 5, which would be to discuss the governor's executive order concerning teleconference meetings. If that's okay with the board.
Okay.
And I don't see anything on here when we vote to adopt the agenda, so.
Just we need someone to make a motion to.
I need a motion.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second for the revised agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number 3, we've already completed the board to hold workshops in connection with the fiscal year 2020-2021 budget as follows: Monday, July the 20th, 2020 at 9 a.m., Thursday, July the 23rd, 2020 at 9 a.m., and Monday, July the 27th, 2020 at 9 a.m. We've already completed those. Number 4, the board to hold a special meeting Wednesday, July the 29th, 2020, 9 a.m., to set the proposed millage rates in the general fund and the MSTU fund for fiscal year 2020 and 2021. Danielle?
We, right now, the millage rate for the general fund is 7.2426 mils, and the millage rate for the MSTU fund is 1.2250 mils. And we just need the board to vote on the general fund mills and then vote on the MSTU.
Now, is that keeping the mills the same
yes,
as last year?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion from the board? Any questions or comments? Okay. Is there a motion?
Motion to keep the general fund millage the same as last year.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now, on the, that was for the
MSTU.
MSTU.
I move that you keep the MSTU millage the same.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item number 5. Discuss the governor's executive order concerning teleconference meetings. Lawanda, do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, the governor had extended executive order 20-69, which is what gave the board the ability to have virtual or teleconference meetings. And that order expires August 1st unless it is extended by the governor. And I have not heard if it will be extended or not. And it's already July 29th. So I just need some, I guess, direction from the board if you would like me to seek an opinion, if we can allow to meet in the same fashion. Obviously, the board itself has never teleconference. The board has always appeared in person, and then the public is given the ability to participate two different ways. They can observe via Facebook, or they can teleconference and actually participate in the meetings. So I don't know if it's required that the public physically attend a meeting. I think that's what I might need to clarify after receiving some feedback from the board.
Well, I personally would like to see us keep it the same as it's been. According to the paper this morning, yesterday, we had the highest number of deaths in Florida so far. So I can't imagine that the governor is not seeing that and that he would take that into consideration.
Well, keep in mind that several days ago, the Florida Surgeon General issued a public health advisory that did not mandate, but cautioned Floridians to not meet in groups greater than 10. So, and again, that's not a mandate, but that was a public health advisory. So, you know, we are typically at capacity if we keep the number at 10. As far as physical participation?
Well, you know, the public is not barred from those meetings. I mean, they can't come physically be here, but they can access this meeting. And as I said before, I think with the way it's set up now, actually, you can have more participation from the public than you do when we have meetings where people can come in. But yeah, I need to hear from four other people. That's just my opinion. So,
you're perfectly right. You have more. They have more access now if they want to than they had before. You could fill this room with 100 people.
Right.
1,000 people could get on that telephone line, and we would have to listen to all of them.
That's right.
My feedback has been from the public. They like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems that there's more fluidity in the event. Okay. Under the circumstances, I believe that would give us the leverage to make that decision to keep it the way it is until we hear otherwise from the governor. If the governor cannot make that decision, then I believe we have to make that decision. So in a matter of public safety, it should stay the way it is. They can participate. Now, I've heard the same response. People are liking it because not everybody can drive here. Not everybody can fit their schedule to get here, but they can get on their phone anywhere in the world and participate. So we need to keep it as it is.
I prefer we keep it the way it is. With the number of coronaviruses up now, 291, I believe.
That was yesterday.
And the number of deaths in Florida, it would not be prudent at this time to open up the room for 40, 50 people. That's going contrary to everything we've been told. You know, we've told people to have 10 in a meeting. And we've abided by that. We've carried on the county's business. It's been very open to those that do the technology. Nobody's complaining to me about not being able to get in. So let's keep it the same.
I'm fine with it, too. But to keep it way forward. That's good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that to announce that there will be two public hearings for the budget. The first one is Tuesday, September the 8th at 5:01 p.m. And the second one is Monday, September 14th at 5:01 p.m. And it will be advertised on Friday, September the 11th edition of the Perry newspaper.
The first one is when?
Tuesday, September the 8th. 5:01.
And then
Monday,
Monday.
The 14th, yeah, the following Monday.
Any other information?
Do we have any members from the public calling in pertaining to this meeting?
No.
No, sir. Okay. If there's no other business, then is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Make second.
We've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Y'all have a safe day.
That'll be the same.
Thank you.
Jerry, you got anything for me to sign?
Here, would you give us those dates again?
Yes.
September 8th was the first one.
Yes, and it's September the 14th. 14th. September 14th is the next one. Following Monday.
5 p.m.
Yeah. 5 p.m.